course, he turns around and says, if I could fly like that old chap, I wouldn't need the ointment. Well, that's great, Vic. Station check. This is the Airliner Flying Guy show. I am Captain Jerry Nelson, and this is not Kamikaze Whiskey. No, my friends, this is Johnny Walker, Double Black Label, and I'd just like to take this time to thank you once again for contributing via patronizeme.com and making this podcast possible. Oh, and I almost forgot. Captain Elf has written a new book. It's entitled, I have it here, Why You Probably Won't Die Horribly in an Air Crash. Captain Elf, he's done a lot of good work for those who have a fear of flying. Well, he's done a lot of work anyway. And I'd just like to say one thing before we move on to the feedback. If you're sending in audio feedback about the short pilot's tale, remember it's a short pilot's tale, not a short pilot's tale. And if you're writing in, it's T-A-L-E. Okay? Okay. So, Doc, what's the first item in the feedback?
Well, Jerry, it's about holding patterns.
Wait a minute. Oh, behave.
I'm sorry. Was there some sort of innuendo involved in that?
Maybe not.
Anyway, John wants to know our views on holding patterns.
Well, John, I think holding patterns are pretty boring, you know, just elongated ellipses.
Well, that's hardly the point.
Now with Flight Radar 24 and such, you can leave your mark in the sky. I like to at least, draw a banana if I can.
What was that, Jerry? A banana?
Yeah, a banana.
So how do you fly the ends of the banana?
You mean the pointy parts?
Yes, the pointy parts. I mean, what sort of bank angle are we looking at here?
I don't know, 75, 80 degrees.
And the passengers are okay with that then?
Well, it's a coordinated turn. I'm on the pedals. You know me, I like to keep it smooth, real smooth.
Right.
In fact, I'm trying to find someone who can help me program my profile into the FMC. Hey, I think we got the title for the show, Holding Patterns.
Well, I wouldn't advertise it if I were you, Jerry.
What do you mean?
Nothing. You go ahead.
Well, I guess you're wondering why Captain Danny isn't here today. He's recuperating from an incident after one of his trips at the Atlanta airport. He had a run-in with an FAA inspector that he's had problems with in the past. Anyway, an argument with him and the inspector escalated, and at the behest of the inspector, two TSA agents had to tase Danny. And we have a video of that incident that we're going to play now.
Is that enough, sir?
One more.
Yow! And I'm sure we'd all agree that those were upsetting scenes involving our fellow captain and co-host, Captain Danny.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yet, strangely entertaining. So we'll have that video available for you in the show notes. So what is our next item of feedback, Vic?
Well, Jerry, Gene writes in and asks if being an airline pilot is still a glamorous occupation.
Well, Gene, a lot of pilots say that being an airline pilot, you know, it's 1.5, 2 hours of boredom sprinkled with 15 minutes of sheer terror. That's what a lot of the FOs that fly with me say. But, you know, I think there is still quite a bit of glamour involved in my occupation.
Jerry, are you still playing with your friends on the computer?
Yeah.
Well, do you think you could unclog the downstairs, John, like you said you would? The plunger is under the basin.
Right. Well, I guess we're hitting that seven-hour mark anyway, so I'll just hand the details of how to contact us over to Hal.